Brethren in Christ, we are in the month of June, and you know, the month of the Sacred Heart, and more special, the Feast of the Sacred Heart was celebrated last Friday. So this Sunday also, within the octave of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and that is the reason why our focal point in this month, and especially on this Sunday, is on the mercy of God, on the love of God for us, manifested through Jesus Christ. And another thing, you may know that from the second millennium of the history of the church, I mean in the Middle Age until now, the love of Christ and His mercy to us usually portrayed by in the image of the Sacred Heart. But in the first, from the early time of the church, in the first millennium, and we see the saving love of Christ for us is usually expressed in the image of the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd. That image is taken from today's gospel. It's taken from chapter 15, the Gospel of St. Luke. And as in the chapter 15 of the third gospel, it contains three parables. It's all about the lost and the found. And the first two parables is used in today's gospel. That's the parable of the lost sheep and the parable of the lost coins. And the last parable, we hear a different time, like the parable of the lost son or the prodigal son. So it's all about the mercy of God to us through Jesus Christ. So that's why we have the image and the picture of the Good Shepherd who carry a sheep on his shoulder. It's very, very touching and moving pictures. And also that is why, reason why for the early Christians in the early time of the church, the image of the Good Shepherd became an endless source of strength and consolation for them in time of persecution, especially even very bloody persecution in the early times, that you know. So the image of the Good Shepherd become a source of consolation to the Christians. And they're looking at the image, at the pictures, and so that once the lost sheep is compared to themselves, has been found, as found by Christ. The Christ will carry the lost sheep on his shoulder and will bring the lost sheep, into his heavenly pastures to tend them. So that is why the early Christians, they found a great source of consolation in time of tribulations and persecution. And also that is the reason why if you, any one of you visited like the catacombs in Rome, I've never been there, but many people, they said that the image of the Good Shepherd is almost can be seen everywhere in the catacombs, the burial places of the persecuted Christians. So that is the Good Shepherd, the image of Good Shepherd is a perfect expression of the Christ's love for us. So for us today, from the Middle East and even in our contemporary time, so rarely anyone or any Christians somewhere else in In Muslim world, maybe, but most of us, like, we don't have to suffer any kind of violence, persecution, let alone bloody persecution, as the early Christians had to undergo in the early times of the church. But anyway, instead, we still have a fight. We're to fight against the allurements and attraction of the world. As St. Paul calls the noble five, a noble fight, that we could fight against, like the rebels of the body, try to want to lead us to different ways, to go off track, off trace here, of the road to heaven. So that is why that's a noble fight, to fight against the dominions of the extraction of the world upon us. Do not let ourselves being totally controlled by the illusions of the world and their temptation, their attraction also. So in order to, as we see, in order to resist and overcome the temptation of the world, for sure, this requires a lot of sacrifice and sufferings from us. Without sacrifice and sufferings, it's almost impossible to resist and overcome the temptation of the world. So let us imitate the early Christians to try to fight against the control of the world upon us. They is want to pull us back here. It does not want us to follow Christ to go to heaven. They want to lead us to different ways. That is the constant temptation in our life. And the reason we need to, very important, we need to resist and overcome the temptation. And these poems, because when we overcome the temptation, and especially when we repent from the sin committed, you see, Jesus Christ says, all the angels in heaven, the angels of God, will rejoice over the repentance of a penitent, of a person. And the other thing, resist and overcome the temptation is very important, and make us like if the same, the person, the sinful person and the whole virtuous pass away, die, and say the same, and just go to confessional once, and the same, receive the same reward for everyone. So it's against even the natural justice. So people, they do find the needs are necessary to overcome and resist temptation. Because just to go to the confession and everything would be fine. All your sins could be forgiven. And the same for everyone. But it's not so. And from the catechism, we know that when at the confession, we just only forgiven the eternal punishment. But the temporal due to sin, we had to pay in this life by mortification and penance, and in the next one in purgatory. So the more people committing sin, the more time we have to spend in purgatory. That's the tragic and it's the truth. So until now, I remember a question like that a couple of days ago. When I visited a sick person in a nursing home, and after the communion, I said to Father, I have two questions. I said, okay, I'm willing to hear what question you have for me. And I said, and one of the questions he asked, how long I would spend in the purgatory. I said, oh, this is a very interesting question, but I don't know how much and of time or how long You will be there. I don't know. But even you just, you know, to mean one thing is certain, you can minimize and reduce the time in there by prayer, mortification, and penance now, in this life. And you have a chance to do every day, to pray, to keep praying, and to mortify and prayer, with prayer, mortification. That's the thing, to reduce the time in purgatory. So for sure, that is this. We are here on earth. We have a constant fight, the fight against the dominions of the world and the temptation upon us. And we just look at the image of the Good Shepherd to imitate the early Christians, so that we may obtain the strength and consolation. To keep persevering and move forward on the road to heaven, with the back of the Good Shepherd behind us, and always lead us and to help us anytime. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.